Before I Forget is a memoir co-written by Dan Gaspy and his wife, Sag Harbor restaurateur and former supermodel B. Smith. Smith has early onset Alzheimer's. The book is a testament to their devotion to each other and their struggle to manage a devastating disease. Book critic Joan Baum has this review.
I'm impressed, and I didn't expect to be, by a new book on Alzheimer's. There's so much out there now about this devastating illness that afflicts over 5.2 million Americans. What further could be said when the best that can be said at the moment is that Alzheimer's might be managed slightly, in mild stages, maybe. Meanwhile, the symptomatic A's rule: agitation, amnesia, anxiety, apathy, aphasia. The statistics are depressing. Half of the U.S. population over 85 will get Alzheimer's, typically in an advancing stage. Two out of three of the victims will be women, and blacks are disproportionately more likely to get it than any other demographic. But what TV sales executive Dan Gaspy has pulled off on behalf of his wife in Before I Forget, part memoir, part how to cope, is worth reading. Gaspy has been married for 22 years to famed supermodel, restaurateur, and national media celebrity B. Smith, who a few years ago, in her early 60s, began manifesting symptoms of early-onset Alzheimer's. At first, they denied it, until the critical moment when B. went missing for 18 hours. Gaspy puts B.'s name first as co-author, and some of the most moving parts of the book are her thoughts, simply put. I don't want to feel like this. I've always been an emotional person, but it's different. I cry a lot. I don't know why. Gaspy credits writer and editor Michael Schneerson and Harvard Medical School neurology professor Rudolf Tanzi, who provides accessible accounts of the latest research. There has been progress in identifying brain irregularities in those diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but do these images represent causes, effects, or related genetic abnormalities? No one knows yet. Gaspy dedicates the book to Congress, urging more money for drug research and home care, which he admits he was slow to appreciate, thinking he could be B's sole caregiver without getting angry, exhausted, depressed. He knows it's too late for B, but he's on a mission to bring awareness to others and press for greater participation, particularly by blacks, in clinical trials. The book concludes with an annotated list of foundations and organizations involved in genetic research and social services. But throughout, he provides chapter summaries he calls lessons learned, what to do, what not to do, that are wonderful. He also interweaves into the chronological structure great snippets about his wife, the beautiful, gracious, affable style guru some called the Black Martha Stewart. Not only was B. Smith a breakthrough black supermodel, but also, with her restaurants, a breakthrough cultural icon. In Sag Harbor, B. Smith's was the only large black-owned business. In the city, the flagship restaurant was a beacon of diversity in a town where black and white rarely mixed. Gaspy would now have his beloved wife be a beacon for the cause. His framing of her ordeal, their ordeal, as a personal narrative with universal significance makes Before I Forget unforgettable. I'm Joan Baum.
Joan Baum is an arts critic who lives in Springs, Long Island.